Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Asia. This is Chiquetta. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I know we talked the other day in regards, was that yesterday, in regards to QA?
No.
I didn't talk to you yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hold on. Got you mixed up. Let me see. What I wanted to address with you today is because we were doing a, each week we pull an audit on the amount of time that agents use follow-up work. You know that you're allowed 20 minutes per 8-hour shift. What time do you get off every day?
At 8 or 7.
So what time you come in?
It just depends on the day. Mondays and Thursdays at 4.
Okay. Because I was looking on your information and it's showing that you've using an excessive amount of follow-up work. Now, not only does follow-up work come out of your pay, it also can lead to disciplinary action. They said it was excessive follow-up time under your name. So are you making sure that you're trying to get your notes done while you have the customer on the line, or were you having any issues with that this past week?
No. So did something get taken out of my check?
I mean, if you go over the 20 minutes given, then yes, anything over the 20 minutes, you're not paid for.
So what was taken out?
I mean, I'm not sure because I don't have access to your pay and I don't handle pay. But like, say, for instance, yesterday, you used 42 minutes of follow-up work. So there's 22 minutes excessive that you used yesterday. So 22 minutes will be docked from your pay for next week because you went over your follow-up work time for that day. So are you having any issues that's causing you to use so much follow-up work, or what's going on?
No. No issues.
Okay. So what happened yesterday with the excessive amount that you used?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Has Wendy spoken to you before about your follow-up work time?
No.
Okay. Double check something here. The best way that I can suggest to try not to use as much, or, you know, making sure that you do keep it at 20 minutes or under 20 minutes, is when you have your customer on the line and you're putting them on hold to find out information, go ahead and start processing your notes at that time. You know, you can go, you pretty much know how every call is going to go. Customer call in about charges, explain terms, offer saves, customer decline, account cancel, or threat made, started threat protocol. But go ahead and try to leave as many notes as you possibly can while you have the customer on the line. You still have that minute of after call work after each call. You can spend that time trying to finish up, but trying to use as less follow-up work time as possible, because it does, once you hit that 20-minute mark, anything after that is unpaid. So, like, when you used the 42 minutes yesterday, you paid for the 20 minutes, but the additional 22 minutes, so it's going to be like you're short the number of hours that you actually worked yesterday.
Yeah,
because it's coming out of that time.
Okay.
But I want you to try to work on notating when you have them on the line. You got that minute of after call work, and, you know, just try to use that time, because you're dedicated a lot to Penguin too, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, and see, follow-up work on Penguin is not, not approved, then, you know, that's an easy autofill, especially if it's caught for any of those calls, and it could jeopardize, you know, you being able to dedicate if you have high after-call work or follow-up work time. So we definitely want to make sure, you know, that Penguin, you don't really have to notate that much, but I'll go pull a report here in a minute. You know what, let me do it now and see how much time you used, what calls you to have that much follow-up work used in that time frame. So let me check that one. Do you feel comfortable with handling all of your calls that you're in? Because I saw yesterday you were dedicated most of the day. So is the follow-up coming from after Fragrant Jewels calls? Or, what do you feel like you use most follow-up work for? Is it Fragrant?
I really don't know. I didn't think my follow-up time was that high. So I really don't know.
Okay. So it looks like yesterday I'm looking at here. So it looks like after every call you had yesterday, one call you had 2 minutes that you used, another call you had a minute, another call a minute of follow-up work, another call almost 2 minutes. You have some 22-second ones, some shorter ones, but all these minutes add up, Asia.
Okay.
And there's one follow-up work for 3 minutes and 38 seconds. And there's another one for 2 minutes, another one for a minute, another for a minute, and then you came back. You're in follow-up work for 4 minutes and 35 seconds after a call. 3 minutes. Another one for a minute. You have some shorter ones on here, but all of these 3s and 4 minutes and 2 minutes, they all add up. So that's what brought you at the 42-minute mark of follow-up work time. I can't really say without actually looking at another report to see what type of calls you were on, which led to the amount of follow-up work. Do you know which ones you struggle with the most that you would need that time, that amount of time, to be able to justify the amount of time that you're using in follow-up?
No, I don't know.
And you're comfortable with all the skills that you have right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to touch base with you on that and to remind you, you know, just make sure that you are using that you are trying to get as much notated as possible while you have the customer on the line. I know that most agents that have Fragrant, I do see where they do spend a lot of time in follow-up work. So you want to make sure that, you know, you are using that time wisely and trying to get everything taken care of. Now, that is a company policy, the amount of follow-up work time that is used. And I do show that Wendy gave you a developmental for company policy for not logging into your skills. So this will result in a coaching and counseling, but just make sure that you are watching that time wisely. And keep in mind, you're only paid for 20 minutes. And anything over 20 minutes that you use comes out of your pay and can result in disciplinary action, okay?
Okay. And you said I'm getting a what for this?
It's a coaching and counseling.
Okay.
I have it processed and you can leave comments and notes, but I'll gather some more information on another report to see exactly which calls are leading you to use at least over a minute of follow-up work. And then we'll try to get with you to try to see what we can do to help minimize that time frame for that specific skill.
I mean, it's really okay if it's just that one day and all the other days are normal. It's probably just a little mistake. It's okay.
Well, I don't know. I just pulled yesterday. We were just alerted about today. So, I mean, I just went in and pulled yesterday. So, I'm not sure how far back he's referring to. But I'll get with a hearing scheduling and see. Was it just for that one day, or were there, you know, multiple days which led that to come up? So I'll let you know once I find out more information, though.
Okay.
You have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Asian. You enjoy the rest of your shift.
Thank you, too.
Oh, bye-bye.